It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. I want to take a moment to let you know that Wells Fest is tomorrow over on Lakeland Drive. Raphael Sims has a terrific lineup of musicians and bands and all kinds of things for the family, so take advantage of that. Wells Fest, Lakeland Drive in Jackson tomorrow. Well, this morning, I believe we're going to have one of those memorable programs as we're really going to go back in time and hear a project from some extremely talented musicians. It's a creative album made back in the 90s, just now being released. And we've got a couple of guys that are instrumental in putting that together on the line. Ted Gainey, who's been on the show before, he's with us. And also Tom Kea. Tom, did I say your name correctly?
Yeah, it's much better than most people.
Okay. I had some coaching from Ted. Ted, how are you doing? Ted, how are you and Tom both doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm nursing a strained back right now. But other than that, I'm good.
Oh, man. Listen, yeah. I got to tell you, this project is called Wobbity. Is that the way you say it, Ted?
That's closer than most. Okay. Yeah. We're the most mispronunciated, most misspelled band, I think, in history.
Well, I tell you, the project, I've been listening to it this week, guys, and I'm just blown away, just kind of mesmerized. Ted, let's start off with you. Give us a little background on this project, a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, of course, Wobbity started out as a three-piece with Tom and Brian Walker on the bass and vocals, and then I played drums. And, you know, Tom had ADATs, and we were always into recording everything. We recorded every show. And I knew Tom through, he was running sound at the gym back when the gym was open, and we had met. And we just kind of hung out, and it just kind of happened very organically. And we just got together and rehearsed a couple of times, and it felt good. And this would have been, what year was that, Tom? Was that 95?
I think we met in 94, if I'm not
Yeah,
mistaken.
We knew each other in 94, I think.
Yeah.
I really don't remember. It's all kind of fuzzy at this point.
Yeah.
But we recorded everything, and then we've just kind of been, we did put out one cassette, and of course we were limited back then with technology.
Sure.
So we decided we would transfer everything and put it into our current digital operating systems and you know, just kind of chip away at it. And I guess it's taken us a few years,
yeah.
But, you know, we would just chip away a little bit here and there. And I would go to Tom's, but we had hours and hours of tapes to transfer. And then we had to kind of weed through what we could cull down to a good album that represented a little bit of everything that we did and would also fit on the LP.
Well, Tom, you're in California now, so you were in Oxford at this time, and just an incredible group of musicians at that time, and it all kind of came out on this album, didn't it?
It did. You know, it was really interesting. We had all kind of been doing our thing down there, and you know, it was really a vibrant music and creative scene in general. You know, we knew artists and writers and musicians, and it was just a really, really great time to germinate in that area. And so you couldn't really throw a rock without hitting somebody super creative and inspiring. And so we were just really lucky to be around at that time. You know, there's the Hoka Theater in Oxford, and, you know, that was kind of a great meeting spot for all these really interesting and strange folks. And so it was really a lucky time to be around there, I think.
Well, let's do this. Let's enjoy the first track on the album. It's called Wobbity. And the name of this...
Snake Charmer, yeah.
Snake Charmer, yeah. The album is Wobbity. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
And the first track is called Snake Charmer. So let's check this out, folks. You're going to enjoy it. Here we go.
Thank you.
from Wobbity. It's called Snake Charmer, and with us online, we've got Ted Gainey and Tom Kaya. Ted, how can people access the new project?
It's only on Bandcamp right now. We're not streaming it. We did a limited run of CDs and LPs. There's 100 copies of each, or there were only 100 copies of each pressed up. People have been kind enough to pre-order and order. But the you can go to www.wobbity, that's WOBITTYHQ, wobbityhq.com, and it will redirect you to the page.
Okay.
You can get a digital download if you like, or if you buy a physical, you also get the digital download.
Very good. Very good. We're going to take a break, a commercial break, and come back and enjoy some really incredible music, more incredible music by our guest, Ted Gainey and Tom Kaya of the group and project called Wobbity. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Y'all stay with us. Welcome back. It's 20 minutes after 9. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. And today, a very special program highlighting a project called Wobbity. And two fellows that have been involved in that project, Tom Kaya and Ted Gainey, are with us by way of telephone. And I got to ask you, Ted or Tom, this was recorded back in the 90s, and I know it took a while to process everything, but what made y'all decide to go on and release it at this time?
I think that we just had some, you know, it was just one of those things that was kind of clogging up the chute. It just was like we felt it needed a proper release, you know, and so many people, you know, over the years I've played little snippets of the band for them, and they're just kind of blown away by it at the genre sort of bending style and everything. So people just asked about it, and then you know, I think it was just something that Ted and I, we had this sort of our pet passion project too. We just always wanted to get it off into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just you know, it took some time. It was not an easy thing to do, to kind of collect this stuff from all the different mediums that we had recorded on and get it transferred. But once we did, it was just kind of also a way for Ted and I to hang out.
Yeah. Now, Ted, we were talking the other day, and you were saying that you guys kind of did this kind of thing live in performances, right?
Yeah, pretty much everything was done live. Now, we did, once we kind of figured out what we wanted to be on the album, once we called down the album, some things needed a little finesse. I think what we do, Tom, we overdubbed some keyboards, and Jeff Calloway played trombone on a song, yes. And you recut some lead vocals, and that's about it, right? Everything else was pretty much done live, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No overdubs. I mean, we recorded everything. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, there were 20 takes of images that we had to get through and figure out which one was the right one, you know?
Yeah, but at the time, we might do it. I think there's a couple songs that have guitar overdubs, but essentially there's a live basic track that is then augmented with little pieces of candy.
Yeah. Well, it's so different. Tom, I've got a song queued up, or it's a track called Shattered, and what's the story behind this?
You know, that song kind of was just dropped into my head one day, and then I brought it to Wobbity, but I was teaching my then girlfriend at the time how to play guitar, and I just kind of was demonstrating these chords for her, and then the lyrics just genuinely just popped into my head that day, and I just wrote them down, like, right what I was improvising them to her, and it just worked. Mm-hmm. And then, I brought it to the band, and it was kind of different from most of the other tracks. We were pretty experimental, and this one's somewhat straightforward in comparison to the other tracks. But it just
previously unreleased.
Yeah. So this one, it never been heard before.
Well, let's let our listeners enjoy this one. I think they're really going to like this one. It's called Shattered from the project Wobbity. Here we go.
do to me exponentially.
Shattered, the name of the track from Wobbity. And Ted Gainey, that's awesome, brother. And give a shout out to the personnel on that track.
That was, of course, Tom on guitar and vocals. Brian Walker on bass, laying it down. Me on drums. Then we had Chalmers Davis put some mini Moog on it. And also a friend of Tom's, Sandy. I can't remember her last name, Tom.
Sandy Chow Wang had just a little bit of a hook on there.
Yeah. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So just pretty much the three-piece with some added keyboards.
Yeah. And the album is just so, I don't know how you describe it. It's just, it's there a lot of ingredients in there. And it's just, it's one of those things that you just like to listen to over and over. And that's my opinion anyway.
I hope so.
How can people get it once again?
www.wobbityhq.com. That's WOBBITTYHQ.com.
All right. And you only had about 100 vinyls pressed, right? Are you going to have any more coming out, Tom or Ted?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we're testing the waters. So, but we are getting dispatches from people who, you know, already received it and mm-hmm. are enjoying it. So we're hoping that more people that are into music, you know, because that's really what this, it was a true band.
Yeah.
We weren't trying to be this or that. It was just we created music.
Yeah.
Well, you know, whatever. A lot of our music, a lot of our songs came from improvisational rehearsals. Mm-hmm. But yeah. That we would roll tape, and then we would kind of assemble, well, this piece might be cool with this piece, or Shattered, you know, that was probably our most songy song, and like Tom said, it just kind of came to him.
Yeah.
But everything else was kind of morphed, either mm-hmm. from old stuff or live performances, and, you know, we would take different segments, and we were big on improvisation back in the day. So
well, I tell you what,
just kind of being lightning rods for whatever came to us.
Very good album. It's Wobbity, and we're going to continue with more music and conversation with Tom Kaya and Ted Gainey on the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne, and you're listening to 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, a special thanks to Fusion Coffee House, one of a kind and locally owned on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our CBS News update is next. 24 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here, back with you on 103.9 WYAB. It's the Blues and Arts Hour, and today we're featuring a project called Wobbity. And it was recorded back in the 90s, just now released, and we've got two of the guys who were quite involved in that project on the line. It's Tom Kaya and Ted Gainey. And Tom or Ted, either one, the name Wobbity, that's not your typical name for a band or an album. What's the story on that?
Well, we used to sit around a lot in front of you know, our recording year, and we would just get so, you know, you just, if you do that for hours and hours on end, days at a time, weeks, years, you really just kind of get in this strange meditative state that can be a little disorienting once you're done with it. And we used to call that the Wobbity state, and it's just sort of a wobbity, 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 wobbity kind of thing that would bounce around our heads. And that was also described to us very well by a friend of ours from Canton who had that term, and so we just adopted it. That was just the current constant state of wobbity that we were in.
Well, that's a good story. Now I got another tune queued up. It's called What's On My Mind, and Ted, you want to give a little background on this?
Yeah, this is a song that Brian Walker, our bass player, brought to the table. And it was originally called Remote Control. And
What's On My Mind?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking Images, my bad. See how long it's been, Jim?
Yeah,
What's On My Mind? This is a song, I guess, did y'all play this in Brother Fiend? Did it start in Brother Fiend, Tom? Or?
We had tinkered with elements of it in a previous band, just a couple of the elements, and then it really kind of came together, as a lot of songs did with Ted. It just helped crystallize a lot of the previous efforts that we had had in musically. And this is one of those where it was, we had kind of a sketch, and then once Ted got in the band, it really made sense, and the whole thing kind of came together.
All right, well, let's hear it. This is called What's On My Mind from the Project of Wobbity.
Everybody wake up.
Here we go. Wow. What's On My Mind from the Project Wobbity, and I think I need a drink of water after that. That was remarkable. Some incredible musicianship on that. And Ted, we were talking again a few days ago, and you mentioned this earlier in the program, but we had a couple of kind of low-key songs and then that one, but that's what this project is about. You really had no boundaries putting all this together, right?
No, that was never even crossed our mind. We were just making music.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the reason why nobody really knew what to do with us. I mean, we had a loyal mm-hmm. fan base, but it was small. But when we were doing all this, the Southern jam band scene was really happening or really coming into, and the alt country scene was really coming into. So we were kind of like this triangle that didn't quite fit in the square or the round holes, you know what I mean? Nobody could say, oh, well, they're this. Oh, well, they're this. And that was not by design. That was just what we did, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't set out to not be, you know,
successful.
Whatever. But that's just the way it happened. Now, we did travel some.
Yeah.
And we're well-received when we traveled. Yeah. But, man, we were so broke, you know. We were doing everything ourselves, and we were 20-something. What, like 21, 22?
Wow.
23,
yeah. I think I was 24. Yeah. 23, 24.
Well, and, you know, Tom, you know, the artistic ability y'all had at that age, and I think that's what all great artists really endeavor to do, is put a project out there or a piece of art that is to be experienced and not necessarily that money driven. And I think that comes through in your project too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is really all we were attempting to do. That was our main goal, is just to express ourselves artistically. And we were really motivated by music and artists that didn't necessarily conform to any particular genre, but just sort of transcended genre and style to just evoke, an emotional response. And that is what we set out to do. And really, that's all that we really hoped for, is that somebody would connect with it, have an emotional connection.
Yeah. Tom Kail and Ted Gainey are our guest, and the project is called Wobbity, recorded back in the 90s, just now recently released. And we've got one more segment to go on the program, more music coming up, and conversation. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to Fusion Coffee House, locally owned and one of a kind, in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. It's quarter till, 15 minutes until 10 o'clock. It's the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne. Our special guest online, Tom Kail and Ted Gainey of the project Wobbity. Got a track queued up. It's a little bit lengthy, but it's called Eye to Eye from the album. And Tom or Ted, any background on this one before we air it?
Ooh, this one is an interesting track. It kind of encompasses a lot of our jazz and heavier styles, and this one in particular we recorded at Sweet Tea Studio in Oxford back in the mid 90s, and there was an issue with the tape machine. So at the very beginning of the track you can hear the tape machine winding up, and that's why it has this variable tuning.
Oh, that's hit
at the very beginning. At the very beginning, you'll hear it on this too. It winds up. It's like it starts slow and starts to gain some traction. There was a broken capstan on the 2-inch tape machines,
but it worked.
So, it worked. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. This is Eye to Eye from the album Wobbity. Thank you. Eye to Eye from the album Wobbity, and some incredible musicianship on that, Ted and Tom. I guess that was Jeff Calloway on trombone, is that right?
That was Slade Lewis, and his brother Brandon was on trumpet.
Okay, a great musician.
And Bill Perry was on keys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, again, how can people access the album?
www.wobbityhq.com, and we're on all the socials, if you're into socials, at WobbityHQ.
All right, very good. Tom Kaya and Ted Gainey of the group and Project Wobbity, it's a pleasure having you on, guys. Y'all did a great job. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much, Jim.
All right.
Thank you again, as always.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon, all right? I want to thank the sponsor of the program, the Blues and Arts Hour. It's Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. I'm Jim Thorne. Until next week, again, thanks for listening. God bless.